Hey guys, welcome to this catch-up. It's thanks to Prezi. Prezi lets you send digital gift cards from major retailers instantly in just seconds. If you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win a $250 gift card. Permit number LTPM160177.
Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and on today's edition of The Catch-Up,
we chat to Guildford Grammar Principal Stephen Webber. They're about to go full co-ed, and we also took your calls on what's better, co-ed or non-co-ed education.
Plus, with Canadian police threatening drink drivers with Nickelback as their punishment, we asked what your musical punishment would be.
Strong winds in the studio? Lisa and Pete deny responsibility. But trees on your property are your responsibility. To find out more about trees and power lines, search Western Power. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
One of WA's oldest boys' schools will wind back more than a century of tradition when it becomes fully co-educational from 2019. We're talking about Guildford Grammar, and at such short notice, very kind of him to join us is the headmaster, Stephen Webber. Thanks for coming on the show.
Not a problem, Pete.
Thank
and Lisa.
You.
It's good to be with you.
Well, this is very interesting news. Guildford Grammar, one of the oldest boys' schools. It's a beautiful school. Whenever I drive past, I can't, you know, help but think, what a lovely old boys' school, and now there's going to be girls running around as well.
Yes, Lisa, we are a beautiful school. The campus is wonderful out here on the Swan River. We'll correct you though, because we've had girls for quite a while, so we're not just a boys' school. We've had, and that, a lot of people don't know that, world's best kept secret.
Is this in the
we've
lower
had girls, girls in our preparatory school for 40 years.
Oh,
since
right.
1976.
I could have gone.
You could have, Lisa.
And now it's moving into the upper school, is it? The year 11 and 12? And...
Yes, it is. So, right. Look, that's the key driver. The girls have had to leave at the end of the year six. Every year they tell us they don't want to go. They love the school, as the boys do, and they want to stay. So when I announced this morning, there was huge cheers, not only from the preparatory school, but also from the senior school boys. So it was very well received.
Now, what has been the main driver and thought process into going into this, affecting the changes they get into year seven and onward? Was it that the teachers were sad to see the girls go at the end of year six, or is there something deeper to that?
The teachers are sad, but they tend to stay in the preparatory school, Pete, so they get new groups of girls through. We were certainly sad to see them go. And our parents have been asking us to consider this for quite a while, really ever since 1976. So, look, that's the key driver. And, look, it's around having a co-educational senior school. It's not just about the girls, of course. It's got to be a good change for the boys in the senior school. And look, we believe it reflects the modern world we live in, the future of work in terms of them working together in the workplace. And we believe they'll be well prepared for that with a co-educational environment in their senior years.
So do you think that's something that mutated a little in recent years, Stephen? The co-ed is the way to go now because of the way of the world? Is it something that you've always felt?
Oh, no, look, I think there has been a change, Lisa, in terms of society and companies and corporations. And there's a lot of talk around diversity in the workplace and new ideas and innovative thinking and creative thinking. And companies are now strategically seeking that out. So I think there has been a change in recent years, certainly.
Have you had any concern from any of the parents, you know, about their boys going to the older school, maybe getting a little bit distracted as they get a little bit older? Stephen?
Look, there's some interesting beliefs that people hold around distraction and those sorts of things. I think if you asked a lot of people that are in co-ed schools across the country and outstanding co-ed schools, and we've done our research and looked at a lot of schools with similar backgrounds and history, older schools than ours that have gone co-ed, you know, the Geelong Grammars of the world, and schools like that are well known, a number of the Melbourne schools and Adelaide schools that have gone co-ed, and Barker College have just announced in New South Wales, very strong feedback around it being a very positive environment and that the boys can work and study to a very high level and not be distracted.
Well, the girls as well. I mean, there used to be this
silly
old belief that girls wouldn't ask questions or something in front of boys, like as if. I mean,
I think the girls are certainly strong enough to do that, and that's been proved to be the case over many years. So, no, there's no problem with that. And I do think there's some stereotypical views that we have about gender, and there's greater diversity within male gender and within female gender than between the two in many ways.
I went to a girls' school, and I know that when we did see boys, like at the school social or something, you know, they were on the other side of the room, we were just a giggling mess. We didn't know what to do or say or how to communicate. So it's probably better that you get that out of the way, really.
Yeah, look, I think there's certainly merit in that, in that them having friendships and not only seeing the opposite sex at the social or the party and those sorts of things. So certainly there's a benefit in it being normal in the day-to-day. There's no doubt about that.
It's a great initiative. And, mate, we wish you all the best for it. The headmaster, Stephen Webber from Guildford Grammar. A pleasure. And once again, mate, thank you so much for at such short notice jumping on the show.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Thrown it out there, co-educational versus non-co-ed. What are your thoughts on it? The Guildford Grammar headmaster, Stephen Webber, took us through the changes for Guildford Grammar, their upper schools from 2018, that's year 7 onwards. So 2018 and 2019 and into 2020 are going to be co-ed as well. So we've got Annette in Armidale. Hello.
Co-ed or not co-ed?
Definitely co-ed. I've been to both co-ed and to just a girls' school for a couple of years. And yeah, no, co-ed's definitely better. You get better interaction between the girls and the boys, and like you said before, Lesia, when you go to the ball, you're not standing on one side giggling with the boys on the other side of the ball.
I still do it a little bit.
I don't know. I went to co-ed schools, and I can still sell you. I was on one side watching the girls just giggling to us and our mates as well. So I don't know. You might not get over that. Annette, why in particular the difference? I mean, you did say you've been to both. I mean, what was it exactly?
Well, I went to co-ed first. So yeah. I suppose having the interaction with the boys.
Oh, what did you do?
Nothing. being sort of comfortable with having boys there and not being the silly little girl laughing in the corner sort of thing.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Thanks, Annette.
No worries.
Donna in Woodvale, your thoughts?
My sister and I went to a co-ed and she went to a girls' school.
Mm-hmm.
And the experience that we had growing up was very, very different. And I think that she kind of, in all girls' school, there tended to be a bit more bullying and a bit more nastiness than in co-ed school.
Yeah.
And also the same with boys' school. And I think it's about your hormone levels. I think too much testosterone in one place, too much estrogen in one place, and it breeds out the worst in people. I think if you pull that together, everyone even be
better. You're right. It puts people a little bit on their, you know, bit better behaviour because
Well, you've told me a couple of stories about going to an all girls school and when it was like free dress day, look out because the claws would come out.
Honestly, you were planning that day for definitely the biggest distraction would have been not having a uniform.
Yeah.
That made it so much easier.
Rhonda in Currumbine, your thoughts? Co-ed versus non-co-ed?
Definitely co-ed. I went to one of the, like, all-girls school in Perth that was boarding school as well.
Yeah.
And it was one of the top ones. And basically we were not allowed to see boys, you know. So you just weren't allowed to see them. The only time that you saw them was at discos. So you just went crazy, obviously. So you hear, you know, the stories about girls from private schools, and that's why, because we didn't get to see boys at all. We weren't allowed to.
No, that's right. And maybe the half hour on the bus if you, you know, had to catch the bus with some Trinity boys or something home from school.
No, well, that's it. We were boarders, so all you saw was the girls. You only saw the girls at school. You only saw the girls at night time, and all the mistresses were horrible old things. And so basically we used to call it pentridge.
In Rhonda's defence, they are.
Yeah, it was funny because honestly, Rhonda, this is a conversation Lisa and I have quite often, actually. That point in particular.
I wonder if they're horrible old things because they've been so not in kind for so long. Mm.
That's it. They have, you know, now in the boarding schools they have much nicer, you know, mistresses and masters. They're much more with it. We had the old, you know, the old ducks that were,
yes,
you know,
yeah,
from not last century, but even the one before, I think. So they were really old. Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
they're
Rhonda.
Definitely co-ed.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Me straight back.
Guys, thanks for joining us on this catch-up. It's thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. This will become your festive season lifesaver. It makes it easy to buy for everyone on your list. So with Prezi, what you do, you buy a digital gift card. Major retailers are all there. Meijer, David Jones, JB Hi-Fi and more. So with these digital gift cards, you can have them sent instantly straight to your friend's phone, or you can have them scheduled for later on. Great idea. So when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you might win yourself an extra gift card worth $250, 10 of those to give away. digitalgiftcards.com.au, permit number LTPM 160-1177.
Now, Lise.
Yes.
We are discussing the merits of Canada and what they've decided to do. Canada's Kensington Police Station saying that as punishment for drink driving, they're going to make drink drivers listen to Nickelback. You know, over and over. I love you.
till they never want a car again. Car stereo, I reckon.
Can't blame them.
In the driveway.
We wanted to know, what would be your musical punishment, Diane in Thornley?
Mine is John Farnham, You're the Voice.
Oh, controversial. Oh, yeah. Over and over.
No, can't do it. No.
And the bagpipes bit. Gather around you, around like it was gathered around you. It'd be horrible.
I can't believe.
Awful.
Diane, why? This is probably the quintessential Australian great song. This really is.
And it's awful because it comes on and you can't turn it off quick enough. Everyone knows in a split second and they all start singing. So you can't ever turn it off.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm stuck in a room with everybody singing it.
Thanks, Diane. We got Erin in Girraween. What's that punishment song, Erin?
Well, firstly, I was promised that you're not going to play them.
Just even by definition.
Come on, you got to say them now, Erin.
I have angries now because the first big one is Jessie's Girl by Rick Springfield.
Yes.
All right. Won't play that one.
Thank you.
Because I'm not going to play that one because I love that song. That always reminds me of
Cottesloe
and Sunday. Why? It's a sing-along song. It's a great song.
No, it's bad, especially when your husband's, well, back in the day, my boyfriend's best mate tried to tell me that that's how he felt.
Oh, really?
Really?
Awesome turtles galore.
I hope the guy's name was at least Jesse. But
that's unfortunate.
No.
Now, what's your other song, Erin?
It would be the 15-minute extended version of Meatloaf's I Would Do Anything For Love.
Wait for it. Bum, bum. Oh, what a ripper.
You know what I like about that song? It's not dramatic.
Very understated.
Yeah, very.
It doesn't carry on to me. No, but there's actually a 15-minute version.
Is there really?
And I know this because before I had my own car, my mum and her partner would get drunk on a Friday night and play it on repeat.
Are you sure? It didn't just feel like 15 minutes?
No. He bought the CD single, which had the extended remix.
Oh, wow. That's taking you back.
Remix that. There's
a lot of therapy involved with me being able to even say it out loud.
There's a 15-hour version. It's called the halftime of the AFL Grand Final. So
there is that too.
Thanks, Erin.
Thanks.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete. We're not sure which one of them's the responsible one, but trees on your property are your responsibility. Always get professionals to trim trees near power lines. Search Western Power.